see it. And then he offered something else, and they still couldn't see it as things were unfolding in their life. And all of a sudden, one day, Esther said, "Do you see it? Do you see what I see?" to Jerry. It was so bright and big and clear and vivid. How could I have not seen it before? And we say, it doesn't matter why you weren't seeing it before. Now that you are seeing it, now that it's lighted up. In other words, some things have to come into alignment before other things can come into alignment. That's the fun of life. You never said, "I'll go forth and I'll figure it out all at once." You never say, "I'll get up today and I'll eat all the meals for my rest of my life today. I will eat them all today. I know I'm going to be eating for the next 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 or 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years. I might as well just get it all over with today. I'm going to eat them all today." Jeez. You never say that because you like to take your meals in bite-sized pieces. You like it to be over a period of time, and you like your life to be in bite-sized pieces too. So the most important thing is knowing that it's there, and the next important thing is training yourself into an expectation that once life, your life, has put it there, that this time-space reality has the wherewithal to deliver it to you fully. If you can want it, if this life gives you the ability to conceive of it, then it must have the ability to give it to you fully. It is just law, you see. So once you get a glimpse of it, the best thing, we just love it when you want something and you can't figure out how to get it. And you know you don't know how to get it. You know what you want and why you want it, but you have no clue how, when, where, who. Right. So you want it, but you don't know how. Under those conditions, most people, it's where we began today. Under those conditions, most people hate wanting it because they want it and they have no clue how to get it, so it tortures them. But when the idea of it, rather than torturing you, calls you, when it entices you, when you find yourself liking to think about it, when it's pleasing to think about it, when you're talking about what and why rather than how, where, when, who, then what happens is you begin turning more in the direction of it, and now you're having this pleasant ride on the river, even though you haven't reached the destination yet, you're still having this lovely ride on the river. And what you begin to notice is that the ride on the river never ends. That as soon as something manifests, you get a whole new set of contrasts which gives birth to yet more and more and more. So making peace with the unfinished business of it is really the critical piece here. Making peace with it not yet having manifested and being in love with the idea that I have the idea of it. And then soothing that by saying, and source is already there, tending to it, being it, giving me clues. And I know about emotional clues. I know the thoughts that feel better and the thoughts that feel worse. Therefore, it is inevitable, it is undeniable that I will achieve this. When you want something and know you will achieve it, now the wanting of it is the breath of fresh air that you knew life would give you. When you made the decisions to come forth into this physical body, not one of you said, "Work it all out and get all the bugs worked out, and when it's all smooth, then I'll come forth and I'll just live in this peaceful environment of everything being the way I want it." Not one of you said that. Every one of you said, "I'll come forth into the contrast, the blessed contrast that gives birth to my unique desires. And sure, my desire will shoot out there and my source will embrace it and I won't be up to speed with it, but then that's my work," you said. "I have guidance within me that will show me how to turn in the direction of it. And in the moment that I turn in the direction of it, I'll feel the relief of it. I don't even have to get over there and manifest it. In the moment that I stop paddling upstream against it, you don't even have to turn and paddle downstream. Just let go of the oars. Just let go of the oars. The stream will turn you, and then the moment that the stream turns you, you'll feel relief, and now you're on your way. That's what this life is about for you, you see. And as you get turned and going in the direction of the stream, then you'll see that, and you'll see that, and you'll see that, and you'll see that, and you'll see that. Then you'll know. It will be undeniable for you. You'll know it so clearly.
One of the last questions is that when you turn to go down the stream and you have a loved one in the way,
well, if you love them, you stay turned downstream. If you resent them, you turn upstream. In other words, nobody can get in the way of your stream other than the thoughts that you put there. Nobody can be in the way of your stream. But your perspective of them